Well, this is BVS Film Productions Final Cuts, and I've been asked to guest host by the illustrious Dan Portick, and I have Frank Favaro here, buddy. How you doing,
I'm
man?
I'm doing great, Coach.
Oh my God.
It's awesome to be here.
Yeah.
It's awesome to be on this podcast.
So. This is a fantastic studio, isn't it?
It's so cool.
It is beautiful, and I'll tell you what, our boy Eddie, he's killing it, isn't he?
Eddie's doing awesome, man.
He is. He's our producer extraordinaire on BVS Film Productions Final Cuts.
Absolutely.
But thanks for joining us, and Dan Portick, wherever you may be, thank you for asking me to guest host. But Frank, you created a company called ServeCentric.
Yes.
Consulting, coaching. It's fantastic what you're doing. Now, you're doing it in the HVAC industry, okay? But tell me a little bit about that whole process and, you know, what are you doing with it?
Yeah.
What's your value proposition?
Yeah, so when we really, I was being driven to do something more. I was in that industry, that HVAC mechanical
services
industry.
Yeah, you were a sales rep, right? You were killing it in that, right?
And, but it was almost like I was that internal voice, call it, you know, your spirit, call it God, call it whatever you want, but
right.
I was being told, like, you've got to get out and do more. Like, this, you've got way more to give to the world. And I looked at service because that was my real differentiator, was the level. Because everybody thinks they have good service.
Yeah.
You go on every company's website, great service.
Yeah. What does that mean?
But what's that mean, right?
Right. And where's your deliverable?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that talk. But I'm a person that walks. I do things. I make things happen.
You're a wrestler, bro.
Yeah, that's it. That's the way it goes, you know?
We're merit-based.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's only one person that wins at the end of the day, right? I mean, and you get your hand raised or you don't.
Right.
And when you don't, you go figure out why.
Right.
And you go back to the drawing board. And in business, the only thing that separates a company, you take two companies in the exact same town who do the exact same thing. What separates them?
Yeah.
It's a level of service. It's a culture, right?
Yep.
And service is the center of everything we do, which is why I created ServeCentric. It's the center. It's the core. And my value prop, what it really is I'm going out there every single day and helping companies win with a better service experience, with building better, stronger relationships. We're in the touchscreen era.
No doubt. People are
staring at these all day. People don't know, really understand how to build relationships, how to build rapport, how to connect with another human being, because it wasn't taught in school.
No.
Was it?
No. And also, too, the whole nomenclature.
Yes.
Like, captures us, okay? So, like, the youth say, no problem. Well, of course not. Why not say, it's my pleasure?
It's a completely different experience.
You know, just that little shift right there.
Absolutely.
Is a cultural shift.
Well, no and problem are two negative words. And when you combine them, it's a negative experience, because maybe it's no problem for you.
Right.
But how's it make me feel?
Exactly.
And that's, people don't get it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm out there doing, because that's how I've built my business. Industry after industry, it doesn't really matter. I've been at the top of all of them because of that service experience.
So we know how you got started, but what kind of customers are you looking for?
Yeah, so I'm looking for customers out there today that have the same values that align with me, which was doing things the right way.
Yeah.
I mean, number one,
right.
You either believe in doing it the right way, which is taking care of your people.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Which is providing people more than just a paycheck, giving them an environment to thrive.
Yeah.
Where they feel every single day they go home and it's like, this is the best place I've ever worked.
Can't wait to get back there. Yep.
So you either have that DNA.
Yeah.
You either have that, you know, as your MO, that your North Star, or you don't.
Yeah.
So first things first, you got to have that.
Right.
Or else I don't want to work with you.
Right.
Gotcha. Right? So that's where the first thing, that, you know, we have to align with our values.
So it really doesn't matter what industry it is.
It doesn't matter the industry.
Okay.
I can help companies win in every industry.
Great.
But it's where I've been the most successful is where I've spent the last 8 years, which is HVAC, plumbing, mechanical services, distributors, manufacturers, suppliers, engineers, all in that industry. I work with some of the best doctors in the world today down in Columbus, Ohio.
That's fantastic.
Top functional medicine doctor in the world today, outside of Cleveland Clinic. But, you know, the point is this. Any industry, this stuff wins, because when you take care of people, when you create an experience, when you build better relationships, you're going to give better service, right? When you give that.
Yeah, and,
so
I, and
that's
I,
what we do.
And I also, you know, I counsel businesses as well. And one of the things that I bring to them is what I call the mother test. If your mother's looking over your shoulder, would you be proud of your actions, right? And that's what you, I think you're bringing to the party is culture. Treat people like your mother said to treat them, right? You know,
right.
And listen to them. That platinum rule, do unto others as they wish to be done unto. So if someone's saying to you, I need better work environment, and you're giving them more money, you're not listening.
You're not
listening.
There's
a cognitive dissonance here that's not good. And I love that you're saying, pay attention, right? Am I overstating it, or is that what we're looking at?
We're looking at that because you hit it on the head. What brings happiness to one individual, which might be more money,
sure,
is it necessarily going to bring happiness to the other five employees?
Yeah.
This person might want more balance.
Yeah.
This person might want to feel more appreciation. This person might want opportunities for growth that maybe don't exist
today. Or
they're
a new father. They want to spend more time with their baby.
Exactly.
You know,
so
that kind of thing.
If you don't really understand your employees' motives,
right,
and what drives them,
yeah,
then you're just taking the one-size-fits-all approach, and people are leaving your company as a result, because you're not meeting their needs. You think you're meeting needs because I pay them well.
Right.
But that's your need.
Yeah.
Right? The way the owner of the company looks is the most important thing. And it isn't necessarily what the employees feel.
I get that. And it's a beautiful thought process. And, you know, you're really engaged at that point. And, you know, here we sit, right, with a podcast.
Right.
Okay. And a video. Okay, and I know that you're a big believer in it. Obviously, I am too. What do you see the application of podcasts and video for your company and also for those that you consult with?
What do I see as podcasting as the
use of it, the actual value of it, and how to not only drive business, but drive culture, drive messaging, drive relationships, those types of things?
Yeah, podcasting is the opportunity to touch people, to impact lives in a way. I've had more people come up to me that have heard me on podcast and say, oh, I really liked, you know, what you said here or did this. When you podcast, you're creating your brand.
Sure.
And people listen to podcasts. I listen to more podcasts now than I listen to music.
Sure.
You know, when I'm in the car, when I have windshield time, it's podcasts and audiobooks.
Right.
Right? So I think that's the value. Writing, I've been told that podcasting is more valuable today than writing a book.
Yeah.
Because you become a subject matter expert. And if your message is consistent,
yep,
and you're delivering the same value to the world,
yeah,
over and over and over again, then whatever it is that you're podcasting about, people are going to start to follow you, right? You're creating a community.
A family, a movement, if you will.
Absolutely.
I mean, look at Rogan, my God. He's created a movement.
He has a movement.
It's fascinating. So
yeah.
So what do you see the future of your industry, your coaching industry, and how you're going to proliferate and really disseminate that information and that message and that philosophy?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. The future of the coaching industry, we're in the golden age of the coaching industry right now, right? Because there's been more people that have left their careers to become coaches and consultants. But I also think because of that, the opportunity is how do we help those coaches and consultants?
Right.
Right? Because they're going out into a new venture where they've really never, it's uncharted waters. And everybody wants to be a great coach and a facilitator.
Sure.
But it really is about, you know, getting buy-in. Right.
Yep.
It's also about moving the needle. So I think it's right now it's moving fast. You're seeing a lot of coaches create online programs, you know, opportunities. You see AI coming into the fold here. You know,
that is exponential.
Game changer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, you know, companies still need to utilize podcast messaging. You know, all the ways that we can better touch our customers and add more value and share. I believe that the more value we bring to the world,
yeah,
the more we give, the more we receive. It's the law of
givers
planting and sowing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Givers gain, however you want to say it, right? Yeah. But I still believe that.
I agree. Yeah.
Like I know
the more
that,
you gain, the more you give.
Right.
It's if you got your head straight on straight, right, and your heart in the right place. So I think that's incredibly important. And the video part of that, right? Everybody is moving to video and these little snippets and these gems that you can put into a video, or maybe just information.
Right.
You know, how are you utilizing that in your business?
Yeah, I utilize video all the time, whether it's from podcast clips.
Sure.
Whether it's vlogs.
Okay.
Whether it's, you know, me being live in a coaching session. But video is everything. I mean, I even use LinkedIn video messaging even today.
Sure.
You know, if you're picking up the phone.
Yeah.
And you're calling me. And I'm picking up the phone and calling you, and I'm sending you messages that are video.
Yep.
And I'm attacking from four angles, and you're attacking from one. Who's going to have the better outcome?
Sure. No question about it. That is the core to great marketing, great advertising, is multiple touches.
Yes.
So back in the day when there wasn't the internet, we created commercials that were billboard, newspaper, TV, radio. So anytime you got anywhere, you're driving down, you're listening to a commercial on the radio, you see the billboard, you go home to put on the TV, you see, you know, so exactly what you're saying. And it hasn't changed. It's just it's expanded, if you will. And I love what you're doing with that. That said, how do people get a hold of you, Frank, to get this beautiful information, this holistic approach, and frankly, you?
People could reach me by phone at 330-715-5361. They can reach me by email at frank@serve.coaching.com. Or you can reach me on LinkedIn at Frank Favaro and on Instagram at Frank Favaro 1.
And if any of those things don't work, give me a call because I'm good friends with you. And I'll hook you up right away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Reach out to Peter.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Frank Favaro, you've dropped gems as always.
Thank you.
And this is the final cut. This is BVS Film Productions Final Cuts. Say one last word for the audience, if you would.
Yes. There's the price we pay out there in business today, and there's the value that we receive. They are two completely different things. Companies, if you're searching for opportunities to maximize your profits, right? If you're looking for opportunities to raise your margins, you have to add more value to the world. You got to put in the wood before you get the heat.
Right on.
Right?
Right on.
So how do we add more value? Well, we put ourselves in the shoes of our employees and our customers, and we see what it is. What do they really desire? What do they want?
Yeah.
And then we start to give it to them.
Walk a mile in their shoes and walk a mile with Frank Favaro. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Peace.
Let's face it, everybody loves to make podcasts and vodcasts, but nobody wants to edit them. Well, except for us. At Premier Podcast Productions, we professionally edit and distribute podcasts and vodcasts for companies around the world. Our process is simple and affordable, allowing you to stay focused on what you do best, developing great content and building your subscriber base. From recording and editing to final distribution and marketing, we can help every step of the way to make your podcast stand out and get the results it deserves. Contact us today at PremierPodcastPros.com to take your podcast to the next level.